Hello, everybody. I'm in Montana. Yep, the mountains are over there in the background. I'm near Bozeman, and I'm so excited because while I've been here, the Lord has been speaking to me so much about this month of Sivan. And we are here at this time stepping into the Feast of Shavuot, or the Feast of Pentecost. It's a very, very special time. And I heard the Lord this morning, he said, I am mantling my people. And so this is a time where there has been a preparation of consecration, sanctification, and God is setting us forth for the remainder. There's four more months, the month of Sivan, all the way to Tishrei, when things began to double themselves. So we're continuing our journey with him on the Hebrew calendar. But this is a special time because this is the time where God mantles his people. Now, what does that mean? It means that God puts upon us a kingdom mantle. It's a corporate mantle. And we see this happening in the book of Exodus when he calls the people to come to the mountain. Exodus chapter 19. Again, just get in your word there. Exodus 19 and Exodus 20. And what's he doing? He's calling them to come forth to the mountain. And as they come to the mountain, he says, listen, don't touch the mountain. I need you to sanctify yourself, consecrate yourself on the third day. And then on the sixth day, that's when God comes down in fire to purify them. And he begins to speak to them through Moses, the Ten Commandments, which we find in Exodus chapter 20. Well, what is a mantling? A mantling helps us know our identity. It helps position us as a people to know who we are. And when you know who you are, you know then what to carry. And so this is a prophetic time because it's a time of learning to carry the mantle that God has put upon your life. See, when we talk about Shavuot or Pentecost, we're talking about the fact that the word came down on high and the word itself mantled the people. Or we're talking about in Acts chapter 1 and 2 where Jesus says, go to the upper room, the Spirit will come and will mantle you, the Spirit of God. So the word and Spirit coming upon us, mantling us, coming upon our shoulders, coming upon our head, consecrating us, setting us apart as a people, a royal priesthood and a holy nation. Without knowing our identity, we can't step forward in what it is that God has for us. And listen, more than ever in this year 2024, knowing our identity as the people of God is so important. We see so much false identity being distributed to us, so many false agendas, so many things that are telling us to be who God does not want us to be. And the same thing happened to the Israelites and also to those during Jesus's time as well. So there's always a force that's trying to tell you you're somebody that you're not. And so the mantling is a marriage. It is a marriage covenant that comes between God and his people. So in Exodus chapter 19, what's happening is God is saying, I'm going to make you my people. But before I can do that, I've got to sanctify you. I've got to consecrate you. And then I have to put my word upon you. You have to know who I am. And then if we move forward in the new covenant, where Jesus dies, buries, resurrects, and then for 40 days, he walks the earth, and then he doesn't ascend till the 50th day, and then sends forth, right? I'm sorry, he ascends on the 40th day, and then sends forth on the 50th day, the power of the Holy Spirit, okay? And so Pentecost means 50. It means 50 days. It's 50 days from Passover, all right? And so the story of the Israelites, again, 50-day period of time between when they start their journey and they come upon the mountain, all right? So these are similar. These are similar focuses, and they're similar movement that's taking place during this time. A counting of the Omer, a counting of the manna coming forth. It's 7 weeks that take place there. And we see the same thing happening in the New Testament. There's parallels between Exodus chapter 19 and 20. And then of course we see Acts chapter 1 and Acts chapter 2. Same kinds of things are happening here. God is mantling his people. So during the month of Sivan, which we just passed into, and now we're approaching June 11th through the 13th, which is the 2 days of the Feast of Shavuot, we find ourselves remembering who we are. So this is a time where God puts the kingdom mantle upon us. He calls us a kingdom of a holy nation and a kingdom of royal priests. Whoo, that's powerful. That royalty, that priesthood, that setting apart, that consecrating. Now, why would he go through doing all this? Because even as we know in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, he then sets them on a journey of having to stand in who they believe they are. In the Old Testament, they had to stand in believing who they were as not to build altars, as to not to worship other gods. And another god doesn't necessarily mean even a graven image. In some cases, it is an image, but many times it is just something that we've attached ourselves to greater than God, something that we can't live without, something that is not an attachment to God. It's an attachment to that thing, because that thing then represents our identity. And the thing is representative in what are you eating? What are you wearing? It's all representative for provision, protection, and acceptance. Because of the weakness of humanity and the fall of man, we attach ourselves to certain things so we can make idols out of those things. And if you've made an idol out of something, then it's painful to be removed from it, no matter what capacity it is. And so God says, I don't want any idols. That's it, part of the Ten Commandments. So when he speaks to them about who they are, and he gives them the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20, and I want you to read those, he's also making reference to who they are to be at this time, that they are now married to him in covenant. He has met them on Mount Sinai. Or in the case of the new covenant, he has met us in the spirit of the Lord in Acts chapter 2. Go to the upper room and wait there. It's as though the bride is waiting for the bridegroom. Wait for me there. I'm going to come and mantle you with fire. And when I bring that fire power upon you, you're going to become mine, and you're going to walk in the power of my spirit. Do you see that? There is simultaneous things going on here. So as we journey with God through the Hebrew calendar, we're journeying through Sivan in the Old Testament, but also, Sivan, the month of Sivan, we're journeying through Exodus in the Old Testament, especially 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, right in there. And then, of course, in the New Testament is Acts chapter 1 and 2. And so these are the things that we must remember, is we've been called, anointed, appointed. We have purpose and destiny. We are in a marriage covenant with the Lord. Now, when you make a covenant with someone, it means you're not to break the covenant. It means you're not to engage in infidelity. The Israelites, if they broke the Ten Commandments, if they did not obey what God said to do, if they set up altars and they worshiped other gods, they were breaking covenant. We as Christians in the New Testament, all right, or Messianic Jews in the New Testament, if we break the covenant with God and we begin to worship other idols, we begin to put our focus on other things, even beginning to love more the things of the world than loving God in any respect, we are being infidels, okay? We are in an infidel relationship. We've committed infidelity and a form of adultery. And that's adultery, idolatry. Okay, so you hear those words all kind of the same. They're saying you're breaking covenant with me. So when God says I'm mantling you, he says I'm renewing my covenant with you. Come on, somebody hear me now. God is renewing his covenant. See, he's trying to strengthen you now, because where he's taking you for the rest of the month and then into the corresponding months of the summertime before we hit fall, the month of Tishri, and everything begins to double after the head of the year, he is building up within you a strength of knowing who you are. See, it's important that you know who you are, or else you won't be able to walk in the power of the spiritual gifts that God has given you. See, remember, during this time, this is when the power, the fire, baptism by fire came upon the people. They received the power of the Holy Spirit, and then they walked in the greater giftings. All right, we read that all throughout Acts. What? Signs, miracles, and wonders came. There were great things that God revealed unto him, about himself to others, to draw them into that marriage relationship with him. And so it's important that you know who you are, especially at this time. So God is mantling us to say, remember who you are. Listen, this is powerful. I'm here to tell you, remember who you are. You're a child of God. You're born of the Spirit. You are a part of a kingdom of royal priests, a holy nation. You are purified, sanctified, consecrated, appointed, anointed, set apart, and on the journey that God has for you. Come on, somebody needs to get excited right now. See, this is what we are to remember during Pentecost. You know, there's a lot of emphasis let's put on the power coming from heaven. And there should be emphasis on that. But power doesn't come until consecration takes place, until identity is formulated. See, even the disciples had to know who they were. God says, wait for me in the upper room, and then I'm going to bring forth the power of my spirit, which is going to seal the promise of who you are. Lest you forget, so that you would not be able to walk in the magnificence of who I have called you to be. See, this is wearing the mantle, the splendor of God, the mantling of God upon you. This is so very important. If we do not know who we are, we will fall prey to who the enemy tells us that we are. And he's always lying to you about who you are, because who you are is royalty. Who you are is great. Who you are is magnificent. And see, he wants to downgrade that. But see, God mantles us. He comes upon us in fire, in thunder, in power, most of all his word. Why? To say, I've called you unto myself. Do not violate this covenant, lest you think you're less than in any way and you fall prey to the enemy. See, we're called to be above and not beneath. We're the head and not the tail. We will lend to many nations and we will borrow from none. But listen, you cannot do that if you are in infidelity or adultery or worshiping other gods or positioning yourself to love the world more than God. See, we cannot do this. We have to position ourselves from this place. We're seated with him in heavenly places. He has brought us up. Woo! Woo! He has brought us up and he has positioned us here. And in this space and place, our identity is clear. We are part of the royal kingdom and we are mantled with his splendor and his glory. Come on, you need to repeat that right now. I am mantled with his splendor and his glory. Come on. I see some people raising up right now. I see you raising up. I see you going, man, I woke up this morning and I felt less than. I felt negative. I felt in deficit. I felt like I was in Egypt and not in the promised land. Come on, snap out of that right now in the name of Yeshua and get yourself up to where you need to be, because he has called you, anointed, appointed you, set you apart, and properly positioned you to be in the realms of the kingdom. You are a kingdom citizen. This is your identity. And this is what we remember this week. Exodus 19 and 20. I need you to read it. Now, I'm going to share with you just a couple scriptures here that you can take away with you. I mentioned this in prior weekly words, but Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. Now, therefore, God says, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel. This is what he told Moses. See, God's saying, listen, if you're going to be married to me, come on, you cannot be less than. I'm going to raise you up. And first, I got to sanctify you and consecrate you and call you holy and position you with me. Jesus does the same thing when he tells the disciples, listen, I got to go and I'm going up. Don't touch me. This is John chapter 20. He tells Mary, do not cling to me, Mary. I'm going to my God, your God, my Father, your Father. I got to raise up. And then he says, listen, go and wait in the upper room. He does all these miracles and wonders to draw more and more unto him. Then he says, wait in that upper room and I'm going to bring my spirit, which is a seal that you belong to me. And he says, I'm going to empower you with all that I have because you are mine. Listen, folks, we don't even think about how much we are his, how much we belong to him. If you can focus on that for a second, come on, I feel the power of the Holy Spirit right now. Focus on the fact that he bought you with his own blood to make you his. He bought you away from sin that you would not go back to it, that you would not return to it, that you would not return to loving other things more than him. Come on, he's the only one we're to love. Now listen, let's read a little more. I'm going to skip to Exodus chapter 20. Now read the Ten Commandments, because that is what's happening during this time. On Mount Sinai, God is bringing forth these Ten Commandments. He says, you're my people, but you don't know how to live right. You don't even know who it is that I, God, am. You've seen me do these signs, miracles, and wonders. Bring manna from heaven. Bring quail in your front yard. Bring water from a rock. Do all these things, but you don't know me. You just know my signs and wonders. Come on. That's a whole other message. How many of you just know that he healed you, but you don't know him? To know him means to know his word. You've seen him do signs, miracles, and wonders. You've gotten a great prophecy, but you don't know him. And he says, listen, I need you to know me. I need you to know my word. So read Exodus chapter 20. Now, I know that they're trying to take his Ten Commandments off of monuments, and they're trying to crush our nation and pull away the Ten Commandments as our heritage, as who we are as a people of God. The devil is a liar, but I'm saying it is time to put that back on. Get on your Ten Commandments right now. It is not the law, as in the law is something that condemns. It is the law that raises you up to be who God has said you are. And that's what the Word and the Spirit do. Now in Exodus chapter 20, verses 22 and 23, the Lord says to Moses, you shall say unto the children of Israel, you have seen that I have talked with you. Whoa, that God would even talk to us. Come on. Let alone, whoa, that was in Exodus chapter 20, but let alone in Acts chapter 2, give us his power, his spirit, that we would become one with him in unity, marriage covenant with God. But then he says, I have come to talk with you from heaven, which by the way is your new home. It's your new seat. He says, but you shall make no gods of silver, and you shall make no gods of gold. And he's saying, listen, what I have given you is so much greater than what you can put your hands to. Gold, silver, platinum, titanium, you know, all of the things that the earth is offering you. He says, because listen, the earth is mine anyways. He's saying, come to know me as the one and only, and all of that will belong to you. I am the God of superabundancy. Come on, somebody needs to get excited. Am I the only excited person in this place? You better share this video with somebody, because they need to hear what this week is all about. I know that you just thought, man, something's shifted in me. Something's changed in me. I feel like there's angels in my room and that there's a holy fire coming upon me. It's because God is saying, I'm pulling you apart. I'm consecrating you. I'm bringing you unto a special place in me. I am uniting you with me. It was done in Exodus 19 and 20 when God met them on the mountain. It's done again when we see Acts 1 and 2. We're agreeing to come and be one with him. That unity, that oneness. And the mantling means you get what heaven has upon you, because you get oneness with the King of the universe. Come on, I'm getting excited right now. He's the one you want to have oneness with. Come on, you don't want to have oneness with drugs. You don't want to have oneness with alcohol. You don't want to have oneness with identity issues. You don't want to have oneness with groups that are doing things that are disgusting and evil, things that you don't even identify with, but somebody said, I like you, and pulled you into that group. Come on, God loves you more than the people on earth even like you. Come on. See, he's the only one you can count on. I'm saying, break every tie right now that is false, that is ugly, that is evil, that is causing you to engage in activity that you don't even want to. Come on, I say, wash you clean in the word right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Word and spirit come upon you. Be saved, healed, and delivered. Listen, if you're watching this message right now and you say, I want a new fresh start. I want to be mantled with the splendor of the King himself, because as his bride, I get that mantle. Come on, if that's you right now, I just need you to repent. I just need you to say, Father, forgive me of my sin. Forgive me because I love this thing more than you. I loved people more than you. I've loved food more than you. I've loved clothes more than you. I've loved the gold and silver more than you. I have loved things more than you, Father. And forgive me, my eyes have been on the wrong things, but I look up to heaven now, and I see the King of glory, the gates being opened and him coming in. Ask him for forgiveness now. Say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned and I have fallen short of the glory of God that you have put upon me, that you have mantled me with. I'm asking for forgiveness now, Father. And listen, he says, I forgive you. And let me tell you how I know the proof that you're forgiven. Because Jesus shed his blood. He died on a cross and shed his blood. He was buried. And he resurrected you out. This is Romans chapter 5, 6, 7. And he resurrected you out and he made you new. And he put his mantle covering over you. And he said, you are my child. And I call you to myself. You are a royal priesthood and a holy nation. Come on, somebody better get excited now. Give me a high five right now, because listen, All you got to do is confess. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. And you become united with the Father. He washes you clean of all of your sin. He is Yeshua HaMashiach. He is Messiah. And if you're watching this from Israel right now, if you're watching this and you're going, I need to be washed and cleansed right now. I've come to the holy mountain, but I couldn't keep the Ten Commandments. He says, listen, my son kept them all. And because of that, I impart that to you. Just come and join me. Just come and be my friend. Just come and let me talk with you. Just come and be my partner in the earth. You are a holy nation and a royal priesthood. Come unto me. Come on, it's a new day and God is mantling you. Let it all go. Woo, I'm getting excited right here in Bozeman, Montana. Yes, amongst the ascension realms, amongst the highest places, amongst the big sky, I'm standing. And I am telling you that God met the people there and he's meeting you there. And all you got to do is say, Father, forgive me. And boom, he is going to cleanse you. And he's going to give you a new identity. And the new identity has power with it. And he's going to send you on a journey. You're going to be all that God has called you to be. Come on, it's a brand new start. June 11th through the 13th. Hallelujah. Send this to a friend. Somebody needs to hear it right now. Let's get this thing rolling. Read Exodus 19. Read Exodus 20. Get those 10 commandments in your heart. Listen, as you read them, let God reveal to you where you have missed the mark. And just say, Father, forgive me. I want to wear the crown with you. I want to stand with you. And you know what he says? Come on, child, I love you so much. I want you to be with me. Yes, hallelujah. All right, so if you haven't gotten a copy of my book, this is the month to get it. We are on a journey, and I'm going to take you through all the rest of the months this year. We're going to have a great time. Don't you want to see our progression? Listen, God does this every year. Whether you know the Hebrew calendar or you don't, he will take you through these processes every year. And this is the week of mantling in his splendor, in his glory, in his holiness. In Jesus' name. All right, get a copy of my book. Go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. We saw it, my publisher saw it at Books A Million in Tallahassee the other day. People have been catching it in different places. I've been so excited. Grab a copy for yourself. Grab a copy for a friend. Go through it together. Every day you receive a prophetic declaration that's going to keep you on the pathway of moving in the direction that God has called you to be in. You need to grab a hold of this. Also go to my website, CandiceSmithman.com. I've got additional teachings there on the feast. We're coming up again on the feast. This is the Feast of Shavuot, the Feast of Pentecost. Now listen, and it's a time for giving. Give to the Lord this week. If God says it's the time to bring the offerings. Shavuot means weeks. It means the first of the offerings. Okay. So not only did God cleanse them, sanctify them, call them a holy nation, he set apart a time to bring him offerings. And this is in Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 16, 17, and 18. Got to read that. I always teach on it. I have lots of teaching on YouTube on the feast. Just type in my name, Candace Smithman, Feast of Shavuot, Candace Smithman, Feast of Passover, Candace Smithman, Feast of Tabernacles. You're going to get the understanding of when to sow. And my book shares it. You got to know when to sow. So choose a ministry of your choice. Choose a place that can receive the blessings of the Lord and give a blessing unto God. Sow a seed. That's what the word says. Three times a year, we're to do it. And this is the second time in the year that needs to be done. And I'm saying it needs to be done. Why? Because he said it. Now listen, you're not going to hear this in all your Christian churches because they don't teach this in seminary. All right. It's coming back now. It's starting to be taught now. Okay. But this has always been in the Word of God. So it's time now to come back to our root system. We are Judeo-Christians or we are Messianic Jews. We stand on the Word and then we fly by the Spirit of the Lord. Okay. The two has brought us together. We are empowered by both word and spirit through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Messiah, Yeshua. Now, last thing is I want to invite you to my ascension class. Come on. You want to learn to ascend the mountain of the Lord, pure hands, clean heart, understanding, hearing, bringing the kingdom of heaven to earth. Grab a hold of this class, monthly Zoom. Maximize your prophetic potential. There's a discount code, SA1. Go on my website. You'll see a rotating banner. Just click on it. And when you click on it, you'll have the opportunity to put in that discount code and you can join me. Next class is the 16th of June, Tuesday the 16th of June, and you're going to receive at 10 a.m. or 6 p.m. a word. I come on, I give a word. We all talk about it. I teach you how to ascend and live in those realms of heaven. If this has encouraged you, this message, you need to get on with me this month. Come on, because you need to get it straight for the summer, because God is about to bust you out. Now, some of you all watching this and you're thinking, man, I want to be trained. I want to be trained right. I want to be a good people helper. I want to be a good discipler. I feel in my heart that I want to be a coach for the Lord. I want to be a coach. Come on, let's call in the coaches right now. I'm doing a clarion call for coaches. Go to my website at dreammentors.org. I've got coaches that want to coach you and help you become a coach. Come on, don't you want to do this today? Go to dreammentors.org and get involved in our program. You can take soul transformation in your personal journey. You can get some soul healing for yourself, but also help other people soul heal. Come on, I'm talking to some people out there. Some of you are hearing this message and you're going, that's me. Then how about you want to get additional training so that you can call yourself a certified coach? Come on. Then I have additional training for that too, right there at dreammentors.org. Sign up today. We'll get you hooked up with the coach and we will move you forward in the plan, purpose, and destiny that God has for you. Remember, he didn't give you his word and his spirit, call you a holy nation and a royal priesthood, not to put you to work that you might bring the message of the gospel into the earth today. Come on. And we need to have some tools to do that. And Dream Mentors provides those tools. So I'm excited today. Visit me at my website, CandiceSmithman.com. Can you do me a favor? Go like my YouTube. Go like my Facebook page. Then you get a weekly word every week. Every week, sign up for my email list. I'll keep you on track with the Hebrew calendar. All right, Lord, we praise you and we thank you in this place, this beautiful place today, this beautiful place all over the planet. And we thank you that you met us on the mountain and you came and you spoke to us and you called us unto yourself. You called us home. You called us to leave the things of the world and not to build idols, but to worship you, the one true living God. You deposited your spirit on the inside of us. You called us your own. You baptized us with fire and you put us on a journey to use the spiritual gifts that you've given us. We give you glory, honor, and praise, Father. You are a mighty God, and we love you with our whole heart. We will stay faithful in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, be blessed. Love you guys, and I will see you next week in my Zoom class, Maximize Your Prophetic Potential, through the coaching, through the word. We're going to get together. All right, love you guys. Blessings.